Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of anger and resentment? You know that feeling when something happens, and instead of letting it go, you find yourself replaying the same scenario in your head, getting more and more irritated with each loop? Yeah, me too. It's a heavy burden to carry, and trust me, it does nothing for our peace of mind. But guess what? We can learn to practice forgiveness and let go of that anger. Today, we're diving deep into how to unburden ourselves and step into a calmer, more peaceful version of ourselves. Now, before you think forgiveness is about condoning hurtful actions, let me clarify it's not about forgetting or excusing what happened. It's about releasing the grip that anger has on us. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts us more than anyone else. When we forgive, we're not saying what someone did was okay. We're saying we choose not to let it control our emotions anymore. So how do we actually do this? Here are a few key things to remember. First, acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to suppress your anger or pretend it doesn't exist. It's natural to feel hurt and upset when someone wrongs us. Allow yourself to feel those emotions fully, but don't let them consume you. Think of it like acknowledging a wave before it crashes or over you, recognizing it helps you ride it out more gracefully. Next, understand that forgiveness is a process, not an event. It takes time and effort. Don't expect to suddenly go from feeling seething anger to pure serenity overnight. There will be ups and downs, days when you feel stronger than others. Be patient with yourself, just like you would be with a friend going through the same thing. Remember, forgiveness isn't about the other person, it's about you. It's about choosing to release the negativity and move forward. It's about taking control of your own emotions and not letting someone else dictate how you feel. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let a leaky faucet ruin your entire house, right? You fix a leak. Forgiveness is similar. You address the source of your anger and find a way to move on. One powerful technique that helps is empathy. Try to see things from the other person's perspective. They might have their own struggles, insecurities, or reasons for acting the way they did. This doesn't excuse their behavior, but it can help you understand it better and maybe even feel a little compassion. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself throughout this process. Remember that everyone makes mistakes, including you. Learning to forgive others starts with forgiving ourselves. Treat yourself with the same understanding and grace you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Let me share a quick story. Imagine you're at work and a colleague accidentally spills coffee on your important presentation. You feel frustrated, angry, maybe even humiliated. Instead of letting that anger fester, try these steps. Acknowledge your frustration is totally valid. Understand that it was likely an accident. Practice empathy, maybe they were rushed or stressed, and offer them a kind word instead of lashing out. You'll be surprised how much lighter you feel after choosing forgiveness. Remember, letting go of anger isn't about forgetting the past. It's about choosing to live in the present and create a brighter future for yourself. It's a journey, not a destination. Every step towards forgiveness brings us closer to peace, calm confidence, and a happier life. Ready to put these ideas into practice? Start by identifying one situation where you're holding on to anger or resentment. Take a moment to acknowledge those feelings, understand the context, and then try practicing empathy. It might not be easy at first, but each small step brings you closer to freedom. Share your thoughts with me on social media. I'd love to hear your experiences and connect with you on this journey towards forgiveness. Remember, choosing peace is always a powerful choice. Until next time, keep striving for that calm confidence.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.